Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and we are on with Glenn Lerner. Glenn is the name partner in Lerner and Rowe Business Claims, LLC, their new sponsor on the show. I've been working with Glenn and his team, that includes our good friend Alan Garfinkel, to help many businessmen here in town review their business interruption claims and help them get emergency financing. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, Glenn, tell me a little bit about why you've decided to expand your business practice into this national model for business interruption claims.
Well, Jim, we have one of the two or three largest plaintiffs' personal injury firms in the United States, Lerner & Rowe, with 28 offices in 9 states, about 500 employees. We've represented probably 150,000 people over the years, over the last 29 years, against insurance companies. When we saw what was happening with the denial of business interruption policies after the pandemic, we said, you know, hey, we need to do something to help a lot of these businesses. We joined up with Tucker Bird, a nationally recognized business attorney in Orlando who represents Fortune 500 companies, and my friend Alan Garfinkel, who's the main focus of his practice for over 30 years has been basically fighting unscrupulous insurance companies on first-party bad faith claims. So we basically put our respective strength together to form a unique business model. I kind of call it the traveling Wilburys version of a law firm, you know, us being one of the two or three largest plaintiffs personal injury firms. In fact, the only guy I know that's bigger than us in the United States is Morgan. And then with the experience of Tucker Bird and Alan Garfinkel, I think it gives us a unique approach to these types of claims, because this really is, these are uncharted waters. Let's be honest, this isn't something like we can say, hey, give us a call, we're going to get you paid. We can't tell you that. This is such a different animal than anything we've ever seen, because the insurance companies have denied every single claim, and they are going to deny every single claim. So we're going to be addressing the claims on a one-by-one basis and seeing if there's a ground, if there are grounds to be able to fight these things.
Well, Glenn, you say that they're going to say no to every claim, but that's what they did after Hurricane Irma to me, you know, and all I did was call and explain what happened. They had their guy come out. I showed him where the window broke. He said, oh, the window broke. We're going to cover you. Then I got my first, notice how I said it, my first payout from them. Most people say, oh, I got my payout. I said, wait, there's more to come. And I kept going. There's all kinds of nuances to this, isn't there, Glenn?
You know, this is something that is so unique, because after SARS in 2004, the insurance company started putting endorsements in the policies stating that there was an exclusion for viruses, an exclusion for pandemics. And so a lot of people's policies specifically state an exclusion for the virus or pandemic. Yet there are clauses stating that you are covered if there's a civil authority action. Nevertheless, so now you have the civil authority action, you have the exclusion for viruses in some contracts, and then they, even if you purchase, and we're seeing a lot of people purchase specific coverage, and they paid the additional premium to have virus coverage. Insurance company says, no, we're not going to pay it because there's no physical damage to your property. So, I mean, how do you do that? You have people pay for the specific virus coverage, and then you say, well, there was no damage to your property. How is a virus going to damage your property? The little buggers only live for maybe an hour, maybe a day on the property. So what, do you have to go track down every little microbe and prove that it was there? I mean, it's insanity how they cheat people.
But Glenn, isn't almost the playbook for an insurance company to blanket deny everything and make people hire lawyers? I call it litigation calculus.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, the amazing thing about this whole situation is right from the outset, the insurance company said, hey, we were never paid for this coverage. If we pay out on these claims, because obviously right off the bat, a lot of state legislators, obviously, President Trump, everybody was saying, hey, you have to pay these business interruption policies. It's as a matter of public policy. If you don't, these companies that paid aren't going to be deriving any benefit. And the insurance companies say, hey, they didn't pay for this stuff. They didn't pay the additional virus premium. Well, when they did pay the additional virus premium, they come back now and they say, oh, there was no physical damage to your property. They never would pay no matter what. So now we have the issues confronting all 50 states, basically. Do the legislatures retroactively undo the policies and say, no matter what, whether there's an endorsement saying there's a virus exclusion, we're still going to make you pay. Now, obviously, that's bad precedent to go about and redact contracts. We don't want to really go down that road. But at the same time, as a matter of public policy, if the government says, hey, insurance companies, you take part of your $800 billion in reserves, kick it into a fund, we'll throw in a little bailout money here, and everybody's happy. We make the businesses semi-whole, because no one's going to be made whole. Let's be honest. No one's getting made whole here. Everybody's just holding on by a shoestring right now to survive. They did some major damage to the economy. But if we kick the can down the road for the next generation, maybe we can hop along there, you know? We're just trying to make the best of a bad situation on truly uncharted waters. We just don't know what's going to happen.
When we talked the other day, you know, you revealed, and I hope it's okay that we talk about it here in the open, that even your firm was impacted by the pandemic with a smaller number of people coming in and filing in your basement. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, obviously, if you were entitled to it, and you were able to, you got your PPP money. You try to make the appropriate business decisions to stay afloat and stay alive. You get smarter, you get resourceful, and you know, when you're bigger, you're able to survive usually, but you have to make changes.
And you have a lawsuit here.
I'm sorry, Jim.
You have a lawsuit here. That's really what I was referring to, not your personal tailoring of your operation, but the fact that you also have a claim. You're not
absolutely. I mean, I have a customer. A very large claim, and I will be making a claim, and they will be denying my claim.
Yeah, well, that's because you're not only the lawyer for everybody, you're also a customer, was the point I'm making. When I talk about stuff, it's all about you. You know exactly how the people feel because you're going through it yourself.
Oh, it's just, come on, everybody. I can't imagine any person in the country, whether you own a small little pizza shop, you own a business, you know, we have one of the largest, most successful law practices in the United States. You wake up with a sick feeling in your stomach every day. You're grinding. I mean, I'm a grinder, so I'm getting through this no matter what. But you gotta have that mentality. Everybody's putting their head down and just taking one step at a time right now to get through this madness. What they did to the economy was pretty tough, you know. But somehow we'll get through it. It's gonna be a brave new world. Things are gonna look a little different, you know. I mean, we're seeing how so many businesses are starting to adapt now with people working from home. You know, we've had several people in our offices come down with the virus. Now you have someone comes down with the virus. We have 28 offices in 9 states. You got to shut down that office now for 2 weeks. Everybody's working out of the house. You got pandemonium. Oh my God, am I going to die?
Right.
No one's died. Everybody's getting better. Thank God. You know, we haven't anybody that's been truly susceptible to, you know, severe illness. It's just an unfortunate situation, but we're all trying to get through it together.
Listen, I had us scheduled for 2 segments. I know you had a conflict for the first one. One of the things I wanted to do was talk about your unique background and how it really points out what a fighter you are. I hope you'd be able to come back and do another show with us.
Sure.
Awesome. 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 Listen, I got a call on some business after this, so please leave your cell phone open. We're going to wrap up here on this segment, but we're going to have you back. I want to thank you for becoming a sponsor of the show so that we can bring your content to the people that listen, because they really need to understand what's going on. One last thought for them, Glenn, on what they really need to know. What's the number one thing that people need to know right now about this business interruption thing?
Well, if you guys want to discuss it or speak to us and get any insight, you can call either toll-free 833-MY-CLAIM. That's toll-free 833-MY-CLAIM. Or go to mybusinessclaim.com, mybusinessclaim.com. And we'll be happy to talk to you, and hopefully we can steer you in the right direction. It doesn't cost you any money. These are all done on a contingency. If we don't recover anything for you, you don't owe us anything. But we want to try to be honest with people. And the last thing I'm going to do is tell anybody, oh, man, we're going to go get your money. I can't tell you that. The only thing I'm going to tell everybody is you're going to get a shot at the plate. You know, it's like, it's kind of like everybody's already struck out right now with the insurance companies. No one's getting paid. So we're giving you an extra chance at the plate. And that's, you can only hit a home run if you get a shot at the plate.
Listen, and,
that's probably a good segue into our next discussion when you want to talk about me and my dad.
Oh man, you let me off the hook. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was going to ask you what the story was
with all the baseball references. Listen,
I got my Red Sox hat on if you can catch me on Zoom.
Oh, you're the best. Listen, the reality is that Glenn is one of the most electric people that I've met in the business world. He's a tremendous guy. He brings incredible positive energy to the team. He's extraordinarily charitable. We're already talking about which churches we're going to help him meet and help grow. It's really a wonderful thing. Glenn is coming to the Miami community to help us build a great positive thing, and he's going to come and do business here. I can't wait to see you. Glenn, I'm going to
get actually moving to Miami. I'm moving from Arizona to Miami a little before the fall. My house is almost done. So I'm very excited. I've really fallen in love with Miami. I was a Naples guy for a long time, and I was going to die early in Naples. I love Naples. It's an amazing place, but Miami keeps you young. I think it'll keep my wife and I young. All our kids are grown, so it's a place they want to come and spend time. So we're excited. Us and our two Bulldogs.
We'll put you together with Michael, who was on earlier, talking about all the replacement therapy to keep us all young. You and I can go there. It's down by our house, actually. We'll go there for lunch one day and get young together.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right. So, Glenn Lerner, thank you so much for being on the show. Again, what's the number on the website, Glenn?
833-MY-CLAIM. 833-MY-CLAIM or mybusinessclaim.com. And we're happy to talk to you, and hopefully we can help you.
Thank you. I know you've been helping my friends and have been talking to you and Alan and Tucker. It's
yes,
been
sir.
Tremendous. You really have helped them stay together. We're going to, I'll call you after the show in about 5 or 10 minutes. And we're going to talk about some of the new business I've uncovered for you and the firm here over the last couple of days.
Wonderful. Just some, you know, when you want me to come on and we can talk some more. Thanks, Jim.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks to
everybody.
Thank you, Glenn Lerner, and for being a sponsor of our show, and also for all the positive things you're going to be doing for our community. Glenn is just a tremendous asset that's moving here. You know, Miami is a place where people move to, and we can't wait to have Glenn be a part of our community. I want to thank everybody for being on our show. I want to thank our sponsors, Lerner and Rowe. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association. Of course, I want to give a shout out to all of our first responders. Thank our other sponsors.
Yes, Greco, thank you guys.
Integrated, the Turkel brands. But the person I want to thank most of all is you, the person who listens to our podcast. Go to our Facebook page. Give us feedback and comments. Like our show. Join our community. Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets thousands of hits each week. If you missed today's show, Regan's going to have it up on FriedOnBusiness.com. Remember, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week at noon on Wednesday on all the different social platforms. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.